The title of this story is Beginning and Developing. The insight that there was a spark, that there is a spark of humanity in everyone, came to me in 1979. I had been let go from my job as a prosecutor in the county district attorney's office. I had spent a period of unemployment where I'd mostly hung out with the friends I'd made in law enforcement. And I had been offered a good job doing criminal defense work, which there was no reason not to take. It was a good job. I was thrashing around in my bed, wondering how, trying to get my head around doing criminal defense work, because my whole life rotated around prosecution and law enforcement officers. And just the thought of being on the other side of the fence was, I didn't know how I could do that. And from I don't know where, the insight came that there's a spark of humanity in everyone. That rang true in a time in my life when I didn't have much true to ring. I was in bad shape, but that seemed, that enlivened a tuning fork or a gong within me that I didn't know I had. So I practiced law in the federal system as a defense attorney with that perspective. So it was not just my clients, but it was the courtroom personnel. It was my opposing counsel. It was the federal agents. It was even my fellow attorneys at my law office. And I noticed over the years that it seemed that there was a lubrication, that my practice of the law seemed to flow more easily and more smoothly than those I saw around me. And so I continued that practice, and it really settled in. Then when I left that job and that system, realizing that the legal system with the adversarial approach was making me sick, and it seemed to also be corrupting or making sick everybody who came in contact with it, I thought there must be a better way, and thought that, oh, the spark of humanity idea might be used to develop a system of finding justice and the right answers that does not involve the adversarial system, which is sort of counterbalancing lies, it seemed to me. So I, with that in mind, I moved home to New England and tried to get something going. This is, by now it was the mid-80s. A workshop I called Discovering the Peaceful Solution. The idea being that if you gave up your attachment to your idea about what the result should be and focused on the spark of humanity in yourself and through that the spark in the other person, and of course if they were doing the same thing it was even better, but the solution would emerge. And I enjoyed presenting that, but it didn't go anything. The whole thing fizzled. But the concept was still there, and I was still living that way, although I wasn't using the words much. Then in the summer of 2016, I became painfully aware of the situation at Standing Rock, where the Native peoples and their allies were using civil disobedience or peaceful resistance to keep the big money petrochemical government militia from violating their treaties and destroying their water rights. And I thought, discovering the peaceful solution, I thought all along through the years with civil disobedience and resistant movements and the downfall of the Marcos regime in the Philippines, and that this had something to offer there, that if the people, like the allies out at Standing Rock, if they were schooled in this and were united in this practice and were focusing from their sparks, through their sparks, onto the spark of humanity and all those folks with the water hoses and all those people lined up against them, that could change things. It could crumble the forces against them. They might like that. That could be helpful. I was too old and enfeebled to go out there and do anything about it, and who would pay attention to me anyway? So I thought, well, it needs to get on the internet. Young people get stuff off the internet. So I got a hold of a couple of friends of mine who are familiar with the internet and talked to them about it. And they said, that's a great idea. You need to do a video. Get in touch with Sue. So I got in touch with Sue and said, can I get together with you and talk about an idea I have? She said, sure. And I sat down to sketch something out before I was getting together with her, and it just came. It was the same sort of downloading as the original insight of the spark of humanity in everyone. And what came was the storyboard for the video and what is now the booklet that is available. The whole idea that sparks cannot be destroyed, but they can be defended, they can be distorted, they may be baffled, and sometimes all three, sometimes so much that we're not aware that we have one. But regardless, and everyone we think of, everyone we meet, there is a spark of humanity in us too. So that project got on its way, and I was having a lovely time doing the video and working on it with the folks at the local public access TV station. This is very low budget here. And then came the election, presidential election of 2016. On the morning of the election, after the election, I was out at our library, and I saw a couple of folks, pillars of the community here, highly revered, good, solid folks, reeling. Clearly, they had not foreseen that it was possible that the election could go that way. And I thought, what is needed is roots. If we have roots, we have stability. And whatever's happening, whatever winds are blowing, however the earth is quaking, we've got that stability. And I played around with that idea and took it to a friend who is head of the program at the library, and she said the library will sponsor a program on roots. So we came up with some times and dates, and she pointed out that if you have a good root system, you're stabilizing the topsoil around you. So there's an advantage to having, for the community, for people having strong and sturdy and stabilizing root systems. And we met, had two groups going monthly, or maybe twice a month, I forget, in the winter of 2017. Small, as one of the participants at one of the groups said, you don't know how to run a small group. You're no good at this. And I had to admit it's true. I was no good at it. I'm hoping to get better. One of the things I got out of this was one of the participants who said, you know, I try to do the spark thing and through my spark focus on the spark of the person I want to help open the way for their transformation, their becoming better, their being more in touch with their spark. She said, and my stuff gets in the way, my defenses, my distortions, my bafflement. So that began seeping in, because at the root sessions we'd do a spark meditation similar to the ones we do now and a roots meditation similar to the ones we do now. And as that moiled around and the idea that it was willingness to allow ourselves to be transformed, because we don't transform ourselves. It's the spark. It's the strengthened spark. Like when we focus on the spark in another, that strengthens their spark and seems to erode their defenses and release their distortions and clarify their bafflement. And so our spark is getting stronger through this too. And so we need to be willing to let our defenses erode, our distortions be released, our bafflement be clarified. This is a very, you know, the feeling all along has been, there's something here. This is worthwhile pursuing. I don't know where this is going. I'm not in charge here. There's something that, you know, downloads. There's something that guides. There's something that opens up ways. There are people who show up. I'm totally not in charge, although I'm the voice you hear most, but it's very much a network of people who are interested and make suggestions and who offer help. And so the concept of willingness came in, being willing to be transformed, being willing to let our defenses erode, and to recognize and release our distortions. And those three came together for the first time in August of 2019. And that it seemed to work. And that was good, that I have a prejudice towards threes. And that seemed to be the right number of meditations, and people liked it. And it was a beautiful day. We were outdoors on the lawn. It was wonderful. So, and continuing to hope to get the website in some shape that I can put it out there and other people can put it out there, and it might even get on social media. But I could feel a need for something crisp to sort of grab it. And fortunately, my beloved cousin and I, she took me for a trip up the Maine coast to visit another cousin. And she's very interested in this and asks good questions. By the end of that trip, the three reassurances, although they weren't called reassurances yet, had fallen into place. That one, there's a spark of humanity in everyone. And as we claim our sparks, we become agents of transformation. Two, as agents of transformation, all the resources we need are available to us. That's basically the roots meditation. And then three, it works best if we ourselves are willing to be transformed. So that was such a good thing. And we started for winter 2020. We were doing a 6-week series in person, weekly, recording some of them. And then the COVID-19 pandemic struck, so we weren't able to meet in person anymore. And we began the format of teleconferencing and recording. And at this point, it seems to be working for those who attend. I'm reminded of the story of the two frogs that fell into the bucket of milk. And they were swimming and swimming and swimming and swimming and swimming because what else was there to do? And one frog said, "I'm tired, I'm done." And the other frog said, this is all there is to do. Just let's keep swimming. Let's keep paddling." And finally the first frog said, "You know, I've had it. I'm giving up. I'm going under. Goodbye." And the other frog kept swimming because that's what there was to do. And sure enough, over time, a lump of butter formed and the frog could jump out of the pail. And that's sort of the stage I think we're perennially at in the Spark of Humanity project. We just keep swimming. And I'm not sure we'd recognize a lump of butter. Well, the website is, in a way, a lump of butter. We just keep swimming to see what opens up, because there's nobody in mortal flesh who knows what's happening in the sense of where this is going and where it is to go. Thinking about it, the work to me seems to unlock the creative potential in people and in situations. And that's a good thing, because there is a peaceful solution or a creativity potential in every person and in every situation. And that's the only way that the domination system is going to be eroded, is through the affirming and strengthening and recognizing of that creative potential. So the work seems valuable to me. And I invite you to join it.